Our God-Given Purpose by Dena Kilgore. I have Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life book, and it's been sitting on an end table in my living room for over a year. Every time I start to read it, I'm reminded that it's recommended you read a small bit each day. Well, things tend to happen where there's a day that I can't get to it, and then it falls by the wayside. When I read a book, I typically like to read it cover to cover as quickly as possible. I don't like to read for 10 minutes and then set it down for a day and do it again the next. It's just not my recommended way to read. Lately, however, I've been pondering my purpose in life, wishing I'd have gotten through that Rick Warren book at least once so far. So I decided to resort to YouTube to see what other people were saying about a godly purpose. The theme that kept coming up that these people would mention was, what is something you're passionate about? Something that you love doing? Thinking back, the one thing that I've been passionate about pretty much my entire life is writing. This isn't too far-fetched, as my grandmother on my mother's side was a published author and a remarkable poet. I remember in high school, my two friends and I used to write books, and we'd share them with each other. I even asked my parents for a typewriter when I was a freshman in high school, which they bought me. These were just fiction books we'd make up, and I was surely glad to have my typewriter, as my one friend wrote all of her pages by hand. I remember I'd get up on Saturday morning and start working on my book. I'd write for hours. Half of the day would be gone and it would feel like 30 minutes. These books ended up being quite large, and I just used the quiet time I had and my imagination to tell a story. Sadly, I have no idea where these books are today. Probably long gone. As I got older, I found myself journaling daily about my days, and still have years' worth of these writings. And when the internet came about, I was pretty elated to find a journal site called Live Journal that I used regularly. Then WordPress came along, and I did a bit of journaling there. So when I was going through a rough patch earlier last year, Pastor Frank met with me and asked if I've ever journaled. I immediately said yes. I've pretty much written and journaled from as far back as I can remember. He then mentioned that some churches have blog sites, so we talked briefly about it, and then back to what we were discussing initially. What's ironic is that as the weeks went on, I'd try to push out of my mind that part of the conversation, but this blogging thing kept reappearing. Then when two people, unknowingly and from two completely separate areas of my life, mentioned something to me about writing and ministry, not even knowing that I love writing or that this blogging ministry was an idea, I thought maybe this was God tugging at my heart and trying to tell me something. So I began praying about it, and when I got my answer, which was fairly quickly after that, I told Pastor Frank I was ready to do it, and he couldn't have been more gracious. "Get it done," he said, "and the rest is history, and here we are." What is the definition of our God-given purpose? After my research was complete, I basically learned that this God-given purpose we have is to use the gifts that God gave us to glorify Him. So I'm wondering now if this God-given love that I have of writing is my actual God-given purpose. I know God gives us all gifts, and they are meant to glorify Him. Some people have the gift of speaking, like Pastor Frank. Others have the gift of serving, like our setup and teardown teams. Others have the gift of teaching, like our children's and youth ministries and our small group leaders. And our worship team have been gifted with amazing voices. They are all using these gifts to glorify God. I believe we are blessed as a church beyond measure that we have a pastor that recognizes these gifts in the lives of our congregation and encourages us to use them to glorify God. I'm hopeful that in the words in my writings are stirring your heart and giving God glory as you read. I hope they're pointing you toward Him. I love writing, and I surely don't profess to be great at it, but I do, however, believe it's something that God gave me that He wants me to use for Him. As I prayed last night and thanked God for this blog ministry, I had a thought that really hit home for me. I know I've never been one to easily witness to people verbally. I can be a shy person by nature, but if you put my Chromebook in front of me, I can witness all day long with my fingers and a keyboard. So this thought that I had was, wouldn't it be great when I get to heaven if Jesus tells me that because of my words, Because of these blogs, because of this gift he provided for me and that I followed, people became closer to him, and some were even saved because reading these words made them start asking questions about God, or that God began stirring their heart. I'm so hopeful that my words will reach people in this way, and I'm so gracious and humbled that you've taken the time out of your day to read what I've written. 1 Peter 4:10 says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Are you looking for your purpose, or do you already know what your purpose is? God wants us all to glorify him, but we will all be better at doing it with our own God-given gifts, gifts that make us light up. What are you passionate about? What is something that makes you excited? What is something that you're good at doing? So good that you lose track of time. Is there a way to use that passion to glorify Christ? If so, maybe that's your God-given purpose. So in all these years that I've been on this earth, it's just now that I think I've actually discovered my own purpose, and it's all from, for, and about him. My purpose matters for eternity. After all, God gave it to me to glorify him. I'm grateful to have finally found it. Crystal Evans Hurst says, practice who you are and what you love. Build on the gifts God gave you. Don't minimize them. God proves over and over in the scriptures that he loves to use people who are willing to do what they can with what they have. I believe God fully expects us to find, advance, and utilize our gifts as we go through life. If you're searching for your own God-given purpose, I encourage you to continue to reach out to God and ask him to show you. You may be surprised at how quickly you get your answer once you ask.